This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Pit Fight song. Doran's not here today, so something special must be going on. You know I ain't playing this. Something very special is going on. Not only are we joined by Pat from Pittsburgh, Pat Narduzzi, the head coach of the Pitt Panthers, we got him live in studio, fresh off of ACC Media Days in Charlotte. I don't know when you guys sleep, Coach.
We get a little sleep every once in a while, but you know, sleep is overrated. You really don't need much sleep, do you?
As a morning show host, I would agree with that. With two kids who never sleep, I'm lighting the candle at both ends. Yeah, you don't really need sleep. Sleep is, you can sleep when you're dead, right?
That's right. That's right. We a lot of sleep there, but we're excited to be here today. It's been a while since I've been in the so it's always good to see you.
You knew your way in. I saw you coming out of the car, walking right up like you own the place.
I know exactly where to go.
You walk around, there's a nice jersey down the hall that pays homage to the relationship between Pitt 93.7 the fans. So this is a home game for you in here, and Eli Holstein is going to join us as well, so the three of us will shoot the breeze for a little bit in here. Jerry DePaula retires, and then the ACC says you got to release the injury reports 2 days before games. Do you think that's why Jerry retired? Do you think he might have had an inkling that that was going to be going down?
Yeah, he wanted to have his own little injury report, but there's no doubt about it. I think Jerry's upset right now that he can't just get all the injury information, but that'll be another interesting thing in the ACC.
Yeah, just one of 8 million changes going on in college football right now. Now, you said in Charlotte, and I'm paraphrasing, that you didn't lose anybody in the portal that you were trying to keep. Now, I think a lot of coaches say the same thing. I know what your roster looked like last year. I know what your roster looks like now. I think you're actually telling the truth. So what's the secret to player retention at a time where, yikes, that doesn't seem very easy?
Yeah, Adam, I think you're right. I think a lot of people do say that, but, I'm always going to tell it like it is, not beating around the bush, but we certainly have everybody back. And I think it starts with, it's not something that, once the portal opens up, we start to activate this, hey, this is the guidelines, this is what we do. I think it's every day. I think it's how we are in the office every day. I think it's just the culture we've built. And I think that culture word is used all over the place, but I think it's just how we're around our kids. I think when our kids get in there and they're getting offered from different places, people are tampering all over the place. But I think they know how we treat them in that building. They know there's a real relationship. It's not fake. It's not what can he do for me today? Let me love him up today and be nice to him. It's every day. That's what we do. That's why I coach football is to be around our kids. I love doing this. And that's the fun part about it.
There's a lot of college football that doesn't feel like college football anymore, a transactional element to it. When you watch Pitt, it feels like college football. I mean, your linebacker core, among the best, maybe the best in the country. Players that have been here, that the fan base loves, that now, hopefully, in Pitt fans' minds, going to go out as ACC champions. I mean, you guys still seem to have that soul of college football in that program, in the culture like you're talking about.
Yeah, we talk about team all the time, and I think, the team concept is so important. Our guys have fun playing the game, right? I mean, we play football, and we're not just out there to make money or do whatever. We want to go play football and have fun, and I think that's all part of it. And I think, you know, one of those culture things we talk about is you know, we make it fun. To me, if you're practicing every day and you're not having fun at practice, you got a problem. If you're not competing and having fun, you know, that's when, you know, when it becomes just strictly business, mm-hmm. And it's transactional, like you're saying, and just like, hey, what can you do for me today? I think that's when you have problems. But I think we still play the game like peewee football. We're having fun at Pitt.
Now, I mean, and Eli Holstein joins us as well. I didn't play football. I don't know if that's obvious.
Really?
Just by taking a look at me. I'm not even big enough to kick or punt or do any of that stuff. But your defense, aggressive, bringing pressure, it seems like it would be a fun defense to play in. Your offense with Cade Bell, you're running plays every 6 seconds. You're throwing the ball all over the place. You, Eli, get to hand it off to Desmond Reed, throw it to Desmond Reed. Kenny Johnson, you got speed to burn. So speak to what Coach was talking about a little bit there in the fun element of playing for this program.
Like he said, this team has a lot of fun. I would say this is definitely the most put together and just well-bonded team that I've ever been a part of. I mean, we're always hanging out outside of the locker room, outside of the facility, just doing anything we can just to be around each other, you know, because we love each other and we're as close-knit as a team can get. And when you have a team like that, it makes football just even that more fun.
I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable position, so I'll say things. You don't have to agree or disagree. The guess is that people were tampering with you. I'm not even going to look at you when I say it, and that there are probably teams sniffing around because you're damn good. So why here, and what do you think you personally can accomplish this year in the team?
Just because of the relationships that I've had since I've been here. I mean, the relationships with Coach Doozy and you know the city of Pittsburgh is what brought me here, and it's what kept made me stay. You know, just having a relationship with him and everybody on staff. I mean, that's one of the things that really spoke volumes to me and my family is how great of people are on the staff and in this city. And these teammates, you know, they're my brothers now. They're, I mean, you know, I'm going to have relationships with these guys for the rest of my lives. And I'm going to be – some of my guys have talked about us being, you know, 70 years old, just sitting there talking about, you know, the day we beat West Virginia in the backyard brawl, you know, games like that. You know, just – it makes football that much more fun, and it doesn't really matter if people are trying to, you know, take me away from something like that. You know, the ball's in my court, and I made the decision to stay here because of that.
This is a true story. So, second and 30, I'm sure you both remember that fondly, in the backyard brawl. I was trying to fall asleep that night, and when I closed my eyes, I saw you with your helmet off screaming at the student section, and I could see it vividly right now. You had a lot of highlights last year. Team had a lot of highlights last year. Was that your number one moment, backyard brawl, and what you were able to accomplish and do in that game?
Emotion-wise, probably that game was number one just because of the rivalry, my first time being in a situation like that. But I would say the Cincinnati game. I feel like that comeback was, you know, just a lot more monumental and just where that was in our season, talking about that, you know, the talks that I have with Kyle Lewis about that game, you know, after we beat Kent State, you know, everybody was talking about how great I did, you know, but Kyle Lewis kept it real with me. He told me, hey, you know, all the quarterbacks last year won their first game, but they didn't win anything after that. And so it kind of made me, you know, like think, hey, I got to keep working. And then after the first half, Kyle looked at me and kind of was like, hey, you need to remember that. And then that's when I calmed down, you know, apologized to dudes, you know, we got everything together and we just went out there and got the win and something like that. And I was talking to a bunch of seniors on the team. And that was the win that propelled us to, you know, be 7-0 when we were. You know, we were talking about, you know, we lose that game, it's a whole different season. But being able to come back, win that game, just carried momentum on, you know, through next games and all that stuff and just really propelled us to have a great season.
Eli Holstein, Pat Narduzzi joining us live in studio. And again, I didn't play, but I've been in a lot of locker rooms and I've heard from a lot of coaches that you can have a good team with great coach leadership, but you can have when you have great teams, you got great player leadership. And you hear that about Kyle Lewis, and you return those guys on a defense where you guys created a lot of havoc last year. You were fifth nationally, defensive touchdowns, sixth in sacks, fourth in tackles for loss. I think most of that was a Syracuse game. I'm just kidding. I just want to make fun of Pony. What can you say about the senior leadership, and do you agree that you've got a locker room that can lead itself?
I do. And, you know, I think, you know, this team obviously is different than last year's team, but I do believe, you know, our guys have learned from some of the, you know, the ups and downs that we've had throughout, you know, really my 10 years so far. this, you know, there was lessons last year that we learned, and I think our guys understand even more now how important that team, that locker room is to leading this football team. And our players are taking more ownership this summer as a whole. I mean, with Coach Stacchiotti in the weight room all year, their team runs together. They've bonded and really grown together.
Year two with Cade Bell, year two with Eli, and you guys could both answer this question. Your comfort level, trusting what they got going on, Coach, and then Eli, how you're feeling running this offense now in year two.
Eli, you want to start or you want me to go?
You can go first.
I'll go. You know, I think year two, I sit out and watch practice yesterday morning. You know, we get about 50 minutes on the field with the team and just watching how sharp they are compared to last year. I mean, there's just everybody knows what's going on. You see Eli out there telling the receiver that he ran the wrong route or he's got to get more depth, whatever it is. Last year it was Cade Bell telling the receiver. Mm. Now it's Eli telling guys what to do, where to be, and what they got to, you know, how they got to finish a play. And I think that's the important thing. That year two is huge. And, you know, you watch the Kenny Pickett era. You've sat, you know, I think Kenny Pickett sat right there a few years ago, and we won a championship. But that's kind of, you know, what happens. I mean, year two is going to be better than year one with Eli and Coach Bell, and year three is going to be even better.
What about you? How's your offseason gone in terms of the work that you've put in? You feeling well physically and just your comfort level in the offense now?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I'm finally healthy. It's good to be finally healthy, 100%, being able to just go out there and play free, you know, not have that in the back of my mind, just go out there and play ball, have fun, you know. But like you said, year two is always going to be a lot better than year one. We're a lot more comfortable in this offense. There's not a lot of questions and everything like that. We know exactly what's expected, what we need to do. And, you know, the message to, you know, the whole team this year from me has been, hey, we're light years ahead of where we were at this point last year. And we started off pretty dang good. Now we need to finish, but, you know, with as good as we played last year, we are 10, 20 times better than what we were last year. We got more experience. All these guys, we got a lot of guys coming back, playing ball. We're a lot deeper this year. So it's just going to make us play even a lot better in year two. And, you know, great things are going to come.
Is your favorite thing just handing the ball to Desmond Reed? And then, you know, like, okay, I'm just going to start jogging down the field. Like, we're going to line that thing up like 35, 40 yards. Maybe he'll just take the thing the distance. What a player he is, guys.
He's a lot of fun to play with. I wouldn't say my favorite thing is to hand it to him. I like throwing it to him. You know, he helps me out on that part.
That's what turned around that Cincinnati game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know that there's an angle you can take on that guy. And you're not going to catch him from behind, obviously. But, yeah, sure, rack up the throwing yards.
Oh, yeah, I'll take the throwing yards. I mean, it's nice to be able to throw it behind the line of scrimmage or 2-3 yards across the line of scrimmage, and he can take it 70 yards. I like to give him crap on one play. We were coming out of the end zone against UNC, threw it to him over the middle. He broke a safety tackle, and I started celebrating with the offensive lineman. I'm like, there's no way Dez is getting tackled. You know, but it was towards the end of the game, and I'm sitting there celebrating with Bear, Coop, and all that. And I just hear Bell start calling another play in the headset. I'm like, what are you talking about? Are we going for two or something? And I look down, and I see Dez on the ground. I gave him so much crap for that. Talking about, oh, I thought you were this fast guy, you know, don't get caught and everything.
I love
like that.
That
dude could play. He ran him down and got him, but, you know, we got the win. That's all that matters.
Coach, is there a ceiling you put on that guy? I mean, for what he can accomplish this year, all-purpose-wise?
There's really no ceiling because he can be in the return game. We just got to keep him healthy, keep him on the field. You know, he's an offensive weapon. We want to make sure we got that. We've got other guys that can get involved in the return game, but there is no ceiling for him.
He's tough as nails, too.
He really is.
I feel like he can almost be his own worst enemy. Like, he's out there, I think at times, seeking contact. And, you know, Mike Tomlin always says, he would say this about James Harrison, he's not small, he's short. Like, I don't think Desmond Reed knows he's not the biggest guy in the world because, I mean, he'll lower his shoulder now.
He knows it, but now he's jacked up. You see him with his shirt off in the locker room. I mean, this kid's got a different neck. I've never seen a neck like this. He's got things, I don't know what they are, and you certainly don't know what they are.
No, I have, I don't even know if this is an ab. It's one ab. It's just one continuous ab. So I know expectations for you guys are sky high internally. And I don't know what to make. You read all these national publications about any team, returning starters, non-returning starters. I don't think the media knows what the hell they're talking about. And I say that as a member of the media. It's a totally different era in college football. I also heard you talking about, well, UNC should be there too, right? Because they got Bill Belichick. He's this great head coach. And if you guys, because you don't have him in the regular season, if you lined up against North Carolina in the ACC championship game and you beat those guys, the amount of Steelers Pitt fans that would be thrilled because you would be able to exact levels of revenge that are necessary on Bill Belichick. You'd have people, they might be burning couches like they would in Morgantown, Pat.
We don't burn couches in Pittsburgh. We got different ways of doing things.
Yeah, just turn on the victory lights and sing a couple songs. I think Pitt/Steelers fans, if that's how it all played out, I think it would be the perfect culmination for Pitt fans.
Let's get it done.
One last thing I wanted to say. So you didn't bring Eli to ACC Media Week because you say the last two times that didn't go so well. You're afraid of the jinx. I will remind you guys that the last time there was a quarterback who did a weekly show on The Fan, that was Kenny Pickett. He's third in the Heisman voting. Wins an ACC championship. We might need to make something happen with Eli.
Let's get an NIL deal done. Let's get Eli on.
We gotta get Spac on the phone.
I'm all for it. Let's get it done.
We'll get him to sign it up. Oh, he's a guy who gets things done. Actually, I think he'd help you out in the recruiting side of things maybe a little bit.
He could get that done too.
Spac would. Guys, this was great. Real pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in. And hopefully we get a chance to talk a bunch during the season. And we usually talk Backyard Brawl Week. We talk a bunch during the year. So looking very much forward to it, guys.
No doubt. We need to get you in August on campus, get you at our practice facilities and do your radio show from there.
I would love to do that.
We're going to get it done. As long as you don't, you know, write down some information, start sending it back to, you know.
You even think I know what I'm looking at? Hey, you think I know, you think I could pass
information?
You're just
like the rest of the media. You don't know what you're looking at, I guess, huh?
Exactly right, except for DePaulo, and that's he retired. He knew what was going on with the injury designation. Thank you, guys. Seriously, this was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate you having us on.
Take care, guys. Thank you, Eli. Nice to meet you. All right, coming up next, we'll react a little bit to what Pat Narduzzi and Eli Holstein had to say at the bottom of the hour. Big day of Steelers camp practice yesterday. We'll react to some of the good, some of the bad. What do we make too much out of? What do we not make enough out of?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
An interview there with Pitt head football coach Pat Narduzzi, Pitt quarterback Eli Holstein. Thanks to Pitt for making those guys available. Thanks to them for not razzing me too much about my West Virginia fandom. I sense optimism from Pat Narduzzi and Eli Holstein. Eli Holstein says they're 20 times better than where they were at this time last year, year two of the system. Pat Narduzzi says he's got a comfort level and watching him practice on the offensive side because he feels really good about what they accomplished early last year before there was a bunch of injuries and where that can take them this year. They have one of the best linebacker cores in the entire country. We know it's going to be a good, aggressive defense. Can they be good up front offensively and defensively? Defensive line, offensive line. That's what's going to take this team from being a good team that wins 7 or 8 games to one that can contend for an ACC championship, in my opinion. And I think the schedule is manageable. You got Duquesne open, Central Michigan. I'm not going to say this with Pat right here because he'll think I'm jinxing him, but you should start the year 2-0, and then you're on the road in Morgantown, which is going to be one of the games of the early season, certainly, but maybe one of the games of the season overall, 13-9 on 9-13, Rich Rod coming back. You will not find a more vicious environment in all of college football than the environment in Morgantown that weekend. I'm talking about year-round. And while Pitt has a lot of returning guys, and West Virginia's got 70 new players, if Pitt goes in there and gets that dub, I think that's going to tell you a lot about the team. Now, Pitt, it's way early. They're a 5.5-point favorite. We'll see how that shakes out the closer you get to kickoff.
I think it's going to be an easy dub for Pitt. They should start the season 3-0.
Can you name 3 of Pitt's linebackers?
Linebackers?
You can leave it to me, Harry, to break down.
You got the outside linebackers and the inside linebackers and the linebackers on the bench. There you go.
Good one. So that's going to be a difficult road environment. And like I said, one of the more difficult road environments, maybe the most difficult road environments that any team's going to have to deal with all season long. And if Pitt can win that game, I think you're off and running. Anything can happen in a rivalry game. Each of the 3 games that have played since the series came back have been competitive. I wouldn't say the game in Morgantown with Phil Dracovic was a fun game, certainly for Pitt fans, but for anybody who has eyes. That was one of the uglier football games of all time. I think both teams finished with exactly 232 yards. It was a street fight. So I'm expecting a competitive game. If Pitt goes in there and wins, I think it's a big win. Then they got Louisville, Boston College, at Florida State. We'll see if they're improved. One of the worst teams in college football last year after coming off of an undefeated regular season the year prior. Notre Dame comes to Acrisure Stadium. You know the place will be hopping at that point. It's a tough game. Miami's supposed to be improved this year. Tell me if you've stopped me, I should say, if you've heard that one before. I think Pitt's got a manageable schedule. They return a lot of guys. They have high expectations. I think if they can stay healthy and they're better on the offensive line, I think it'd be a great season for Pitt. And just reading between the lines and listening to Pat Narduzzi there, I think he thinks the same thing. And he rightly points out that Pitt is just one of 3 teams to win an ACC championship the last 10 years. The aforementioned Florida State, Clemson, and Pitt. Now, Pitt, I don't think Pat Narduzzi would look at it this way, but if you're a Pitt fan, I think you can. Pitt lucks out. They don't have to play Clemson this year. And this might be the best Clemson team we've seen since they were winning national championships. They return their quarterback. He's the best thing since sliced bread. Mel Kiper thinks he could be the number 1 overall pick in the draft. They've got a bunch of guys that could go in round 1. This is the best Clemson roster in a long time. Pitt doesn't need to beat Clemson to get to the ACC championship game. Now, they might meet them there if they were to get there. But not having to play them, I think, is a good thing. College football's wonky these days. If you wanted to make the playoff before and you had high expectations for your team, you would want a squad like Clemson on your schedule. When Pitt won the ACC, Clemson was on the schedule. I don't think you need that anymore. Just have the second best first winning percentage in the ACC. Get yourself to Charlotte. You got to beat them there. Okay. And if you lose and you have a great season, you can still get into the dance. It's funny how college football's changed. That Pitt team with Kenny Pickett that did win the ACC a few years back, they would have been in the playoff if it were expanded. And I think they'd have had a puncher's chance. That was a really good football team. Best wide receiver in the country, a great defense, a great quarterback. This year's team has a really good wide receiver in Kenny Johnson, who I think is going to continue to grow. He's got speed to burn. They've got one of the best running backs, not just in the ACC, but in the country, a preseason All-American. They've got the best linebacker core in the ACC. Health in the trenches, that's what's going to determine how far Pitt goes. And I think it's a big year in year two of Cade Bell. Pitt, great start last season. I think depth caught up with them, but you heard Eli and Pat there say that they think they've got a lot more depth this season. Much more on Pitt as we get closer to the season. Coming up next, though, we're going to give you some of the big camp storylines from yesterday, including a Roman Wilson highlight that got hijacked by Broderick Jones. What do I mean by that? We'll tell you coming up next. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's so adaptable and adjustable. You know, he's been around for long. You know, man, I remember watching A-Rod when I was in middle school, I believe, or high school. You know what I mean? So early years in high school, and him winning Super Bowls. And, you know, this guy has seen everything there is to see. You know what I mean? And I'm going to continue to pick his brain, continue to build that chemistry with him. And, you know, like I said before, you know, I'm excited that he's the guy out there leading us.
That's right. Let's tell you a little bit about what happened yesterday in Steelers training camp practice number one. The voice you heard there before our voice guy was Jonnu Smith. And I think he got his timeline wrong. Jonnu Smith. Oh, yeah, I was watching Aaron Rodgers in middle school. I mean, you were. He was 8 when Aaron Rodgers entered the league. 8 years old, which is insane. I was listening to the PM team yesterday, and so is everybody in town, by the way. Ratings through the roof, PM team. It still is so surreal that Aaron Rodgers is the Steelers quarterback. It doesn't mean that they're guaranteed to do anything special this season. I think they're going to win a playoff game. But just watching the videos of Rodgers walking on to the field at St. Vincent College, hearing him ask questions or get asked questions by Caboli and Fittipaldo and Batco and Chris Carter. It's a pinch me kind of thing. Surreal is the word. Jonnu Smith, unfortunately, day to day with an injury that Mike Tomlin has characterized as minor. But we said this yesterday. They poo-pooed the Isaac Seumalo injury last year. He missed four games. They poo-pooed the Russell Wilson injury last year. Russell Wilson missed six games. Now they're poo-pooing the Jonnu Smith injury. And I'm not saying it's definitely going to be a long-term thing, but my God, let's hope it's not. Because if we learned one thing yesterday, if only one thing yesterday in practice, it's that it's going to be a work in progress. It's going to take some time to work out the kinks. Aaron Rodgers throws an interception on the first play of camp, which I don't think is a big deal at all. But kink. You see the video. Media is not allowed to take video, but fans are. Explain to me why that makes sense. It's dumb. Media could take video up until a point, but none of the team drills, none of the 7-on-7 stuff, only fans could do that. So we're actually living off of you, folks, the citizen journalists. But there was a video out there of Rodgers throwing a slant pass to Darius to DK Metcalf, who was being covered by Darius Slay, and Metcalf dropped the ball. It wasn't a perfect ball placement from Aaron Rodgers. A couple times, according to some of the reporters, and we're going to talk to Chris Carter and Brian Batco today, they were just not on the same page. You need Jonnu Smith back and healthy ASAP. You need Isaac Seumalo back ASAP. If the Steelers are a playoff team this year, I don't think we're looking at a 13-4 outfit. I think we're looking at one that wins 10, 11 games. The early portion of the Steelers' schedule is where they can make a ton of hay, but you got to hit the ground running. And the only way you're going to do that is if you could be relatively healthy. There are going to be bumps and bruises. Some guys more important than others. Way I look at it, Jonnu Smith might be target share guy number two. DK Metcalf going to be targeted more than anybody else in the offense. That's an obvious observation. Who's number two? It ain't going to be Calvin Austin. He might be their quote-unquote number two wide receiver. I think their number two pass catcher this year could be Jonnu Smith. He lined up outside as much last season as he did in line. Watch the highlight reel of Jonnu Smith. He runs away from people. He's dynamic in space. He looks like a giant wide receiver. They're going to line him up outside. He's going to catch the ball a lot. But you got to get on the same page with the quarterback real quick. You got to make K in your early season schedule. You got to be the anti-Bengals who come out of the chute slow every year. And that was the difference in whether or not the Steelers or the Bengals were a playoff team last year. Bengals finished strong, didn't make it. Steelers, disastrous finish. But because they finished, because they started as quickly as they did, they got into the postseason. You ain't going to do it if you ain't going to be healthy. So hopefully this is just a minor injury for Jonnu Smith. Mike Tomlin says it is. Let's hope we can take him at his word. Roman Wilson caught a ball that was captured by the citizen journalist. I guess the play was captured on film. The ball itself was not captured by the citizen journalist. You get what I'm saying? That highlight was shared hundreds of thousands of times on social media. But not because, whoa, Roman Wilson, the guy who couldn't jump on the moving train last year, all of a sudden he looks the part. No. It's because Broderick Jones got worked at left tackle. And that's why this Isaac Seumalo injury is such a big deal to me. This is the year for Broderick Jones. Is Broderick Jones going to be the franchise left tackle? We're going to find out this year. And if he's not, Steelers have their eyes set on drafting a quarterback next year. They're going to do that in round one. How much draft capital are they going to have to give up to get that guy? Probably a lot. Second round pick might have to be a tackle, which means it'd be like the eighth or ninth best tackle in the draft. You need Broderick Jones to pan out. And I think it would aid him in the process of panning out if he was playing next to a veteran and not a guy who's as young as he is in Spencer Anderson. So you got to get both of those pieces back, and you got to get them back in short order. But Broderick Jones, by all accounts, and there's no pads on. You don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but he did not look good yesterday. Caleb Johnson was good. Again, no pads, but I saw Chris Carter, who's going to join us coming up in 20 minutes. He said his burst through the line of scrimmage, the zone blocking scheme that Najee Harris simply wasn't a fit for, he looks right at home in the Steelers zone blocking scheme, and he's got a ton of speed. Jalen Ramsey, another note here. When the team splits into individual drills, he was with the corners for a little bit, then he split off and joined the safeties. The Steelers' defense last year was the highest paid in the entirety of the NFL. It's the highest paid defense in the NFL again this year. I think we can all agree, this ain't no hot take, they did not live up to expectations. Defense was really good for a while, fell apart down the stretch, and was absolutely destroyed by the Baltimore Ravens running attack when they compiled 299 yards on the ground. The Steelers' defense, which early in the season lifted them to their 9-2 record, let them down considerably down the stretch. Why do I say all of this? Well, I'm excited about the defensive roster. I'm excited about Jalen Ramsey. I am terrified that Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin are going to screw that thing up. Jalen Ramsey's still good enough at this point in his career to blanket the other team's best receiver. He played an equal amount of snaps last year on the left side as he did on the right side. Why? Because he's following around the other team's number one target. Any snaps he plays at safety are a waste. You had an all-pro safety. You got rid of an all-pro safety. I would much rather have an all-pro corner than an all-pro safety. I've said that numerous times on the show. It's a more important position. But if you're going to take that all-pro corner and play him at safety, you're not getting the best bang for the buck. You're not improving at safety, and you're not utilizing your best corner in man coverage. So, like, here and there, yeah, okay, fine. A little wrinkle every now and again ain't a bad thing. It's a good thing. But it better just be a wrinkle. I'm not optimistic that they're going to utilize him the correct way. 412-928-9370. That's the number. I tweeted out not to pump my own tires, but just had a great discussion with Pat Narduzzi and Eli Holstein. Pit fans will want to hear it. I'll post the link soon. You can go back and you can listen to that interview on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, the Odyssey app. It'll also be on our podcast. And you can listen to the Fan Morning Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Penn State fans responding to that tweet. Neil writes, "Oh, you're interviewing the head coach of 1AA programs now?" Here's another one from Dennis. "Penn State fans who turned on the radio on the way to work immediately changed the channel. Hope you had a good convo with little bro." Penn State fans be telling on themselves, man. Penn State fans, loyal breed, great fan base, strange breed, strange fan base. Because when you bring up the idea of Pitt and Penn State playing every year in football, whoa, 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 we don't need that. We don't care about Pitt. We could give a rat's ass about Pitt. They're Akron. But then I just say, hey, Pitt fans, here's an interview I think y'all would enjoy. And Penn State fans come in to trash talk. But then they'll tell you out of the other side of their mouths they don't care. Okay. All right. You tell yourselves that. You tell yourselves you don't dislike Pitt. You tell yourselves you wouldn't be jacked up for an interstate battle. You tell yourselves that all you want. Because your actions, they're telling me something different. You don't like Pitt. Say as much as you want. But you seek out a tweet where I'm saying, hey, Pitt fans, go listen to this. And you want to talk trash on Pitt? You care more than you'd let yourself admit. Y'all telling on yourself. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Gave you some of the highlights and lowlights of Steelers camp yesterday. We'll talk more about that in great detail with Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette at 8 o'clock. But coming up next, some of the big camp storylines from around the NFL. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. It's a great time of the year. Our Around the NFL segment is back. Soon to be sponsored by... dot, dot, dot. This is how I tell our sales staff things. I don't send them emails. I just say things on the air. I'm not calling them out. I'm just letting them know. We talked to Pat Narduzzi and Eli Holstein at 7. They're going to start up their camp at the end of the month. Same with Penn State. James Franklin was bitching about media days being in Las Vegas. He likes to complain about a lot of things. I don't actually think he's wrong on that one. Las Vegas doesn't exactly scream Big Ten, but hey, that's the state of college football. West Virginia opens up with Rich Rodriguez at the end of the month. A ton of intriguing local college football storylines. And then the Steelers, they're going to practice for the second time at St. Vincent today. We've made it, baby! Harry, can you let out a woo?
Woo.
Oh, come on.
More of a yay guy.
Oh, that...
Yay football!
That's my fault.
Right?
I wanted a patented yay, but I called it a woo. My bad. All right, a lot of NFL storylines, and we're going to bring you the biggest ones every day here on the show. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette, he was live. He was live. He was at Steelers camp yesterday. We'll get his thoughts on practice number one at 8 o'clock. Justin Fields hurt at Jets practice. Turns out he's going to be okay. He dislocated a toe. You start reading reports from those who cover teams nationally. You start reading the reports that came out of Jets camp, and you see the word carted off the field. That doesn't mean the same thing at training camp as it does in a game. Like, you get carted off the field in a game, you ain't playing the rest of the game, you ain't playing the next week, bare minimum. You get carted off the field at training camp, it could simply be a function of the locker room being super far away and you're not going to make someone with a dislocated toe walk a quarter mile to take his pads off and get looked at. So it seems like things will be okay with Justin Fields. More details shall emerge. Is he going to be good to go week one? I'm not sure about that. If he's not, oh, it'll be devastating. You could have Justin Fields v. Aaron Rodgers. If Fields ain't ready to go, it'd be Tyrod Taylor against Aaron Rodgers. And sure, there'd be intrigue. There'd be storylines abound. Rodgers back on the turf where he tore his Achilles 2 years ago. Rodgers back against his former team that he gutted by himself. He fired the coach. He fired the offensive coordinator. He handpicked his wide receivers. They went 5-12. Great storylines. But from a Steelers standpoint, Steelers fan standpoint, yeah, I want to see them play Justin Fields, not Tyrod Taylor. Kenny Pickett right now, the number two quarterback in Browns camp. And here's a prediction. Joe Flacco's number one right now. Kenny Pickett, the number two right now, throwing to the likes of Deontay Johnson, who's a second-team wide receiver for the Browns. Whichever of those veteran quarterbacks doesn't win the job, I think they're going to get cut or traded, depending on how injuries shake out around the NFL. If Kenny Pickett beats out Joe Flacco, I think they probably trade Joe Flacco. If Joe Flacco beats out Kenny Pickett, I think they probably trade Kenny Pickett. Because I'm trying to wrap my head around what the Browns are doing at quarterback, and it's quite bizarre. They want to start the season with a vet. Okay, that'd be one of those two dudes. Well, you don't want to cut Shedeur Sanders loose. You don't want to cut Dylan Gabriel loose. You use draft capital on those guys. They're young. It's unlikely that either's the future quarterback of the Browns, but one of them could be. So, if I were the GM, whoever loses the job, they ain't a Brown anymore. You ain't carrying more than three. And you're not going to be able to get Dylan Gabriel, a third-round pick, or Shedeur Sanders, a guy with all that hype, onto your practice squad. Someone will gobble him up. Finally, weird ending to the Raiders-Christian Wilkins saga. Great defensive tackle who was playing some of his best ball in the league last year before he got hurt. If I'm the Steelers, I'd kick the tires on Christian Wilkins because I do think the Steelers need more defensive line depth. Problem is, I don't know that anybody is going to come a-knocking for a Christian Wilkins. If he were healthy and ready to go this year, then the Raiders wouldn't have cut him, and he wouldn't be filing a grievance with the NFLPA. They're alleging that he hasn't worked hard enough to come back from his injury, and they're voiding all his guaranteed money. I think we got a problem there. But they're going to great lengths to get rid of this guy. I'm not so sure he's going to play in the NFL this year, or at least early on. All right, that was Around the NFL, soon to be brought to you by ... Coming up next, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette. He was at Steelers practice yesterday. Who looked good? Who looked bad? What should we be making a big deal of? What shouldn't we be making a big deal of? That's all on the way with CeCe. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. If you're headed up camp today, going to be another scorcher. High in 90, low is 75. Might have to dance some raindrops, too. 50% chance of rain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.